Section 1. You are going to listen to a conversation between two people, a customer and a representative of a company which rents cars. There are three alternative answers, A, B and C, for each question. Decide which alternative is the most suitable answer and circle the appropriate letter. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 6. You can see that there is an example which has been completed for you. On this occasion only, the conversation relating to this will be played first.
Thank you for calling Carline. So that we can best help you, can you please press the star button on your phone now? Thank you. Now choose one of the following four options by pressing the buttons on your telephone. Press 1 if you would like to make a car reservation. Press 2 if you would like to talk to someone about a car reservation. Press 3 if you would... Please hold while we put you through to one of our assistants.
The caller can book a car by pressing button number 1. So A is the correct answer. Now the test will begin. Remember, you will hear the recording only once, so answer the questions as you listen. Now listen to the first part of the conversation and answer questions 1 to 6.
Thank you for calling Carline. So that we can best help you, can you please press the star button on your phone now? Thank you. Now choose one of the following four options by pressing the buttons on your telephone. Press 1 if you would like to make a car reservation. Press 2 if you would like to talk to someone about a car reservation. Press 3 if you would... Please hold while we put you through to one of our assistants.
Good morning, Melanie speaking. How can I help you?
My name is Mr. Maxine, and I booked a car several days ago to be picked up from Heathrow Airport in London, and I'd like to change the booking.
I see. Have you got a reference?
Yes, I have it here somewhere on a piece of paper. Here it is. It's A for Alpha, C for Charlie, F for Foxtrot, Y for...
Year.
Yes. The number 15, 15, A for Alpha, and G for Go.
Let's see, can I just check that? A, C, F, Y, 15, A, G.
Yes.
Mr. John Maxine.
Yes, that's it.
Okay, so how can I help you?
I booked a car for 3 days from this Friday at 6 p.m. to Monday at 6 p.m.
Yes, a manual.
I'd like to change it for a larger car and an automatic rather than a manual. And I'd also like to book it for 5 rather than 3 days.
Okay, let's have a look. We have an estate which is automatic.
Yes, that would be perfect.
There is a difference in price, though.
For the extra 2 days?
Yes, but also for the size of the car. The estate is £15 more expensive per day than the saloon car you have already booked.
Okay. And how much extra is it altogether, then?
That makes it an extra £165.
It seems rather expensive. The last time I hired one, it wasn't so much.
When was that?
Several weeks ago.
I see.
Before the speakers continue their conversation, look at questions 7 to 10. As you listen to the rest of the dialogue, complete the numbered spaces 7 to 10. Write no more than 2 words or a number for each space.
Well, it's basically because the rates change daily according to the cars available. The estate is the last automatic we have for hire for that period. We have a manual estate, which is cheaper, if that would help.
No, it has to be an automatic.
Okay. Shall I debit your card for the extra £165?
Is it possible for me to pay the extra in cash when I pick up the car at the airport?
I'm afraid that isn't possible, as there are no facilities for handling cash at that time of the day.
That seems odd.
It's because the money can't be banked in the evening, and for security reasons, no cash is held on the premises.
Okay, you can debit my card.
You'll have to give the number to me again.
Isn't it logged on the screen?
For security reasons, it doesn't come up on the screen when we look at the booking. Any changes, and it has to be entered again.
I see. It's 3445-9911.
3445-9911.
4425.
4425.
7750.
7750. Okay, that has now been authorized. Shall we send the receipt to your Park Vale address?
Yes, number 40.
Is there anything else I can help you with, Mr. Maxine?
No, nothing else, thank you.
Have a nice trip.
Thank you. Goodbye.